Hello and welcome to Rock and Roll, the interview series in which we talk to our colleagues about their roles and lives in the world of testing. This session focuses on Rock's Next Generation Test Engineering Academy and explores the journey of our guests through their recent Academy Bootcamp onto their first project engagements and beyond. My name is Stephen Knowles and I'm delighted to welcome our guests today, Amira Begum and Sophie Carter.
Hi.
Hi.
Both Amira and Sophie joined Rock in October last year through our Academy programme and have since immersed themselves in the Rock culture. They've been getting involved in socials, charity initiatives and writing blogs. Most importantly, they've got stuck into some really valuable work for our clients that's already receiving great recognition and adding to our customer satisfaction scores. I'll let them introduce themselves and give us an insight into their lives before and outside of Rock. Sophie.
Hi, I'm Sophie. I went to the University of Central Lancashire and I studied games design. And in my spare time, I like to go on walks. I like to do drawing and painting and I like playing video games as well.
Hi, I'm Amira and I studied computer science at the University of Salford. I recently graduated last year in 2021 and in my spare time, I also like to go for walks and I like baking as well.
Okay, thank you both. That's really interesting. And I can hear that you've both got slightly different backgrounds. And it just shows that a career in testing can be attractive to people of all interests. So great to hear that you've got different backgrounds to one another. Something that gets a lot of publicity at the minute is the lack of female uptake in the technology industry. As two females working in tech, what drew you towards a career in IT and software testing specifically? Amira.
So I was drawn to IT in college as I studied computer science as an A-level. And as for what drew me to testing, I actually came for an event hosted by Rock a couple of years ago called The Defectives. This was a testing event that was held for undergraduates and we were competing with other unis to find as many bugs as we could on different websites. And one of the websites that we used was our own university website. And I thought that it was just great. And it was actually the first time the importance of testing was mentioned to me. And from that day on, I made a mental note to look into it myself. And that's what I did.
And did you find a lot of bugs in your own website, Amira?
Surprisingly, we actually didn't. Compared to some of the other universities, we didn't have that many.
Okay, that's great to hear. Sophie, what about yourself?
So I have a lot of hobbies that involve software and computers. So I was naturally drawn to this career path. And I think it's really important to have a career that you enjoy. So that's what made me apply to this role, really.
And I agree with that totally. I think anybody who pursues a career in something they're passionate about, they're more likely to be so successful. So I think that's a great answer. What do you think we can be doing more as an industry to keep attracting promising female talent and also a diverse range of people into technology roles? Sophie, have you any thoughts on that?
So I think I would just think it would be a good idea to just show the IT industry as less intimidating than it might first come across. You do get a lot of support and it's really easy once you get going. And also just to push how much this industry is thriving and how important testers are to it.
Okay, Amira, what do you think we could do?
I think that we need to carry on engaging with students from a younger age. For example, I think that we, instead of just hosting events for university and college students, we should look into going into schools and talking to the kids there so that they're exposed to the industry from earlier on. This is because I feel like at the A-level/university level, most people have sometimes made up their mind. So if they want to go into something in the medical industry or wherever, like they've already set their head on what path they want to go down. Also, I do think that although in the recent years there has been a technology buzz, I think that this has only reached certain people. For example, there are many people who are highly educated and skilled, but if you were to, for example, mention what a test engineer was, they wouldn't know because they've never heard of it before. So I think that in these terms, we need to use them more in the public sector rather than just in our own little technology bubble.
Okay, great answers. And I think there's three key takeouts for me there from what you've said. It's first of all, it's not as scary as people think it is. I think that's what Sophie said. And I think, Amira, what you're saying is perhaps earlier engagement and also reaching out beyond kind of our own sphere of environment so that we can attract more people. I think that's a great observation. Looking at your current role that you have at ROC, what does your day-to-day life look like? And what would you say your biggest challenges are at the moment, Amira?
Currently, day-to-day, I'm working on C-sharp this week. So I'll wake up and I'll have a 9 o'clock stand-up in the morning with some of the other ROC members. And then I'll carry on with my course about C-sharp. So I would say my biggest challenge right now is finding the time to continue on with my framework. However, that may be because the C-sharp course that I'm doing is quite long. But once that's over, I should have some spare time available to focus on that.
Okay, great. Great answer, Amira. So, Sophie, what's your day-to-day like?
So currently the work that I'm doing is that I write and execute test scripts for the client that I'm on. And currently I would say that the biggest challenge is that I'm always learning new things because I'm on a different project every week. So that can be quite a bit of a challenge because I have to learn a lot of new stuff. But fortunately, there is a lot of people that can help. So to overcome those challenges, I can just reach out and I'll get the help that I need. And also in my spare time, if I get the chance, I like to work on my framework as well and just do a little bit of coding.
Okay, great stuff. And you know what, the excellent kind of insights into what you're doing on a day-to-day basis, those are. That's given us a great insight into kind of what you've been doing since you've kind of moved out of the academy and into the workplace. So thank you for doing that. Again, we always like to talk about the lighter side of the things we do here at ROC, and I know you've both had a chance to get involved in some things outside of your normal role as a tester. Can you tell me about some of the things you've been getting involved in, Sophie?
So shortly after I joined ROC, I became a community ambassador, which involves helping to organise events to raise money for charity. For example, this Saturday, I'll be taking part in a 24-hour gaming marathon to raise money for a local charity, which is Darien House Children's Hospice. It's a lot of fun and it's been a great way to get to know my colleagues. And we will be adding any links to charity events in the podcast post if anyone would like to donate.
Brilliant. Thank you. Sophie, Amira, what about yourself?
So I wrote a blog with the help of Addy that gives readers an overview of the testing bootcamp. I feel like it would be a great read for those interested in joining, as well as any fellow colleagues who are a little curious as to what we got up to during that time. The blog can be found on the ROC website as well as on LinkedIn, and I would definitely recommend you all give it a read. I also helped with the promotional videos that were recorded to be sent out to universities, and this was to just encourage other graduates to apply. And this was a great experience as it took a lot of patience and it took us about 15 takes just to get it right. And we also had a ROCtober event in October last year, which was great fun. There was a 3-course meal, a guest speaker, and it was just great to interact with all the colleagues that I've not met before.
That's brilliant. And you know what? I do want to say, you know, you've been amazing getting involved in these things, because I know when anybody comes into a new role, it can be quite daunting. And you've both done a great job. And I know, you know, the community ambassador stuff is incredibly important. And the stuff that Amira has been doing for the university engagements, you know, all helps, move us on with the next Graduate Academy. So thank you both for getting involved in those. Another fun question now is, which we asked Steve Mellor, our test architect, in episode 1, is on your lunch hour, if you went to Tesco's, what would be your meal deal? So what's your go-to meal deal? Amira, what would you go for?
So I usually go for a tuna sandwich, but the one on the brown bread, because I don't like white bread for some reason. And I don't like it with the sweet corn either. And I always get a bottle of water, because I'd like fizzy drinks just don't sit well with me. And I just imagine my teeth rotting away. And then I go for like a Max paprika or something, like crisp.
Okay, healthy option there, I think, Amira. Sophie, what about yourself?
I usually go for a bacon sandwich. I tend to choose a fruit pot because it makes me feel a bit healthier. And I tend to get a Lucozade, but now I feel a bit guilty about choosing that after what Amira said about her teeth.
Okay, well, look, Lucas said we'll keep the energy high. Finally, being at the beginning of your careers in software testing, if we were to re-record this video in 5 years' time, where do you think you'd see yourself? Sophie, where do you think you'd be?
In the future, I just hope to have experience working for multiple clients, because currently the client I'm on is going to be at least 6 months long. So I'd hope that in 5 years' time, I'll have multiple clients that I'll have worked for, and I'll have gained a lot of experience from that. And then also just to have more confidence in coding and software testing as a whole.
So in the future, I see myself a lot more confident in my coding skills, because I do feel like automation is becoming a big part of testing, even though we'll always need manual testers. So I think I'd want to focus on that. And yeah, I think I just want to gain more experience on handling different clients and automating different types of software testing and not just sticking to one type.
Okay, great stuff. You know what? I do want to say a massive thank you to you both today for sharing your experience and your thoughts. It certainly gives us a fantastic insight into the life of a Rock Academy consultant. I hope that your experience that you've shared encourages others to follow your footsteps and explore their options for careers in technology. We're currently recruiting for our next Academy intake, so please do get in touch with us if you'd like to hear more about that opportunity. And you can email us on careers@rock.co.uk. Thank you for listening to us today. Thank you especially to Sophie and Amira. You've been amazing, sharing your personal stories, and best of luck in the next steps of your career. You're already doing an amazing job, and I'm sure you'll continue to do that for years to come. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss out on any future episodes of Rock and Roll. And we will see you with another episode really soon. Goodbye. And again, thanks for listening.